For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is threatening to close the southern border with Mexico if he doesn't get the funding for his border wall. Washington Post reporter Michael Scherer has more on the president's negotiations with Democrats over border wall funding.
The latest offer we've heard is about $2.5 billion for the year for border security. It's not clear what restrictions will be put on that, whether it could go to new fencing or not. The president has also backed off his initial demand for a concrete wall. He's now saying steel slats will be enough.
While Washington remains deadlocked, 380,000 workers have been told to stay home without pay, and 420,000 others, including TSA screeners, members of the Coast Guard, and Border Patrol officers, must continue working without pay. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
A house fire in Indiana turns deadly. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
Three children died in a Tell City, Indiana house fire early Friday morning, despite rescue efforts by their mother and first responders. Fire Chief Greg Lenny.
The guys that went up the ladder, the two that tried to get in through the windows, they were backed out by the heat.
The children, ages 3, 6, and 11, were siblings.
The Department of Homeland Security Secretary is on a tour of the southern border following the second death in just a few weeks of an immigrant child in U.S. custody. 8-year-old Felipe Gomez Alonso died after receiving minimal treatment for flu-like symptoms. An autopsy showed he tested positive for influenza B. Kirsten Nielsen traveled to the southern border on Friday to inspect border facilities after the two Guatemalan children died. Secretary Nielsen visited border facilities in El Paso, Texas. Saturday's agenda includes checking on stations in Yuma, Arizona. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
An Oregon man completes a long, cold, and historic journey. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more details.
Colin O'Brady of Portland, Oregon's the first person to make a solo trek walking across Antarctica. He completed the historic journey on Wednesday. The 33-year-old began his 54-day trek in early November. He posted updates daily on Instagram. O'Brady traveled unassisted for 930 miles across the Earth's coldest continent while dragging a 375-pound sled. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Some people view political correctness campaigns as creating confusion over pronouns and gender-neutral subjects. Now the European Parliament has launched a new campaign to stamp out words like mankind and manpower. John Clemens reports.
Mankind and manpower are to be replaced with gender-neutral terms such as humanity and staff. A guidebook that has been published on using gender-neutral language in all communications is entitled EU Legislation and Interpretations and is designed to avoid generic use of man. The guidebook declares the power of language reflects and influences attitudes, behaviors, and perceptions. It's all about gender-inclusive language. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.